Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for diving into the conversation with your girl, JJ. Today is kind of something serious, and it's not kind of serious. It is very serious. I wanted to just do a mental health check-in for you all. I noticed lately that I've just been down and out. Granted, I deal with PTSD, I deal with depression, and I deal with a few other diagnoses that I discovered within the last year. So I wanted to start this off with a note of self-love. Forgive yourself. That heavy heart is weighing on you. You don't deserve the pain or the self-hatred. This is just something I wrote myself because I felt the need to kind of just understand why I was so upset, why I was so hurt. And it's because I did not forgive myself. It wasn't the other people around me, because honestly, some of the things that happened to me, I'm pretty sure I would let happen again because I'm so afraid to lose people. You know, if I call you my friend, I have really bad issues with letting go of that friendship. So, no, I don't think my forgiveness for other people was the problem. I believe my problem kicked in when I did not start forgiving myself. So that is the note of self-love. We're going to kick things off with the discussion really quick. And this will be a really brief episode. So, hey. All right. So I was scrolling on Instagram, I think 2 weeks ago, maybe, and I came across a post by Motivational Talks with Pauline. It's another podcast. First of all, let me just say the podcast that I've come across and became friends with and followed, they are amazing. They have so many positive things to say, and it kind of lifts your spirit, and it's kind of really calming to have so much positive energy around. So I like that. But yes, I was scrolling through Instagram and there was a post from Motivational Talks with Pauline. And one of the questions that she posted was, what is one goal you want to accomplish before 2021 ends? Now, my response was a response I didn't expect myself to write. I literally said, I want to make peace with the decisions that I've made and accept that they are and were the decisions I needed in order to better my mental health. This is the thing. A lot of times we dwell on the decisions we made and we don't even realize that those decisions probably saved our lives. And you never know what type of life you would have been living if you did the opposite decision. And that is the problem. When you dwell on the what ifs, you don't appreciate the things that you are doing, the things you are accomplishing. So don't dwell on the what ifs, because sometimes things may look greener. Like they say, the grass ain't always greener on the other side. That grass may look greener on the other side, but trust and believe, there is some pain somewhere. Everybody struggles to get to a certain part in their lives, and you don't know if you can handle that struggle. So what you did and what you decided to do was the best for you. And sometimes we make mistakes. That is okay. But honestly, who wants to live a life where you just doesn't make a mistake? I feel like you don't learn anything. You wouldn't appreciate anything. You would just be here, if that makes any sense. Like, yeah, you don't want the pain, but do you really just want everything handed to you, given to you? I know we say yes a lot of the times, but with that being said, then you don't have to do any work for it. You don't have to say, I did this for myself. You don't have that ability to be prideful because everything is being handed to you. So, you know. So, with that comment, the reason I said that is because, as I stated before, I struggle with depression. I struggle with PTSD. I have about 4 other so-called diagnoses that my therapist gave me. One thing I am so excited about is that I stepped into a therapist's office. And I was so against it because I'm like, Black people don't go to a therapist, especially not Black women, especially not a Black woman with a child who father just treated them like shit and you decided to walk away. You're just going to look like this bitter, petty bitch. That's all I kept saying. And he was not the reason why I went, but I knew if I ever were to tell a friend, they'd be like, you crazy, this and that. And they will automatically assume it was due to the things that he did to me. And it wasn't. Like, I was dealing with things myself. Let me tell you, to walk in an office and have a Black female therapist who, she's very young, she's very bright, she's very just confident. It was something about her that I was like, oh, I might like this, you know? And at first I was very standoffish, but I'm also happy that I decided to open up to someone. And it just so happened to be that therapist. And yes, that's a safe spot. You're supposed to be okay. But let's be real. At the end of the day, like, sometimes it's easier venting to a stranger. Granted, I think if I was not in the situation that I was in, I don't think I would have stepped into a therapist's office because, no, I did not have the funds to ask for a therapist. And yes, I had that crazy thought in my head, like, why would I pay somebody to do something that I can do for myself? As in discussing something. Because, you know, sometimes we all have that idea, like, therapists literally just ask you what you already know. Cool. I had to get that out of my head because, honestly, she was putting two and two together. Things that I never would have thought connected. Things that I kind of like overlooked. She had me talking about stuff that honestly it just slipped out of my mouth when I was saying it. It wasn't like I was trying to do it. So if you feel like you need help and your friends aren't the ones that are capable of helping you, don't be afraid to go to a therapist. And then shop around. Just like you know, when you go looking for a new pair of shoes and you find something, you like it, but then you're like, I don't know if I could really rock with that every day. Then you see something else that's just like a therapist, you know. And sometimes, let me be correct, you do not always have to go to a therapist. Sometimes you can go to a friend. Some therapy is whatever the fuck you make it. Sometimes therapy is meditating. You know, sometimes therapy is kind of just doing those self-love days. You are your own therapy. You decide what is good for you. So let me just speak about a few other decisions that I've made. And some of them I didn't come to terms with. Some of them I did. So I said making a decision to stay, making a decision to leave, joining the Navy, dropping friends, letting go of the hurt, and forgiving myself. So let me just say, I was so mad at myself for staying in a relationship that was not good for me. It turned me into an evil bitch towards the people that wanted to be with me. So I hated myself for it. And people thought it was like, oh, you're just mad at him, this and that. No, I hated myself when I was in that relationship. If you knew how bad I down-talked myself, because he was already down-talking me and things like that, I hated myself. So it made me become this person that I could not even recognize. But then I made this decision to leave, and I was not happy with that decision either. But I had to look at myself and say, what the fuck are you missing out of this relationship? Besides stress, besides losing kids left and right, besides being belittled, what do you miss? I couldn't say I missed the kisses. I couldn't say I missed conversations, your touch. None of that came to mind. I could not think of anything. So I'm like, why am I mad at myself for leaving? And the only reason I was mad at myself for leaving is because I felt like I was the cause of breaking up a two-home family for my daughter. But y'all, let me tell you, sometimes staying is not the best decision. Find a way out, because are you willing to kill yourself to be in something that is not worth it for someone who's just going to keep hurting you while he or she dates around and fuck around, and you're sitting here being loyal, and then they accuse you of the very same thing that they are doing? And the only person who's struggling with this is you, because your mental health is no longer there. Please leave. Please leave. Because sometimes this shit gets worse than just a mental abuse. And sometime here is a physical abuse. That shit gets very hectic. Be careful what you allow in your mental space. Okay. Joining the Navy is a decision that I don't think I ever came to terms with it. Because let's be real. I never really wanted the Navy. I wanted either the Army or the Air Force. I ended up getting pregnant. I just wanted my foot in the door after that. Like, my whole plan changed. I was like, I just want my foot in the door when it comes to this military shit. Cool. There's so much shit that has happened to me in the Navy that I don't know how I feel about it anymore. And there was stuff that you could not control. There were things where you just was like, I wish I would have just shut my mouth. And there were things where you just, you know, just being a new person in the military, you just had to learn to adjust and things like that. So I ended up getting a very rough start. And it all because a lot of times people don't realize, just because it's the military does not mean everybody's mature or you can trust everybody or they all do the right thing. The military is like a big ass high school with a shit ton of bullies. Understand that. That played a very hefty part on my mental health. So be prepared for those stories, because I'm going to have some segments of life in the military as well. Certain things I won't be able to go too far into detail with, because I'm not too sure if certain cases are open or closed anymore. So, hey, I dropped a few friends. Now, again, I'm very sad to leave people behind. I get very depressed when I have to walk away. But I dropped three or four people, I think. Yeah, three or four people since my birthday. I will not lie to you. The energy around me has been a lot happier. I still struggle with my own depression, but I'm not being belittled by anybody. I'm not being lied to by anybody. I had two friends that one after. It was really bad. A lot of drama, a lot of, you know, backstabbing has happened. And I was just like, you know what? I can't allow these people in my life. Like, I just can't anymore. And the moment I let them go, my life has turned all the way around. And it's not, I'm not blaming them, because I allowed them to be in my life. I also did not have the balls back then, because they were my friends. I didn't say, oh, certain things hurt me. I don't want you to do that. So, you know, we all play a part in something, you know. I decided to let go of the hurt. Now, that comes with a lot. You have to be prepared. Now, when you decide to let go of the hurt, be prepared to hurt even more before you get better. Because letting go of the hurt, sometimes you start reliving things because you're telling yourself you don't want to keep going through this anymore. So this time, let's work through it and get the fuck over it. You know, and some people can just leave it. Some people can just be like, you know what? I cried long enough. I'm giving up. So there's that. And then I had to forgive myself, as I said earlier. So I'm excited. I am very, very, very excited to kind of like get this off. But I do want people to know that someone is always there for you. Actually, I have a number. Let me dig it out. And this is just something I got while I'm at drill, because I'm back to being a reservist. But there's a number you can call whenever you're feeling down. And if you ever feel like you might hurt yourself, trust me, I called this number plenty of times. And they were very sweet. They were very kind. And they actually gave me a lot more resources. And they checked in on me afterwards, actually. That's the crazy part. I never expected that. So the number is 1-800-273-8255. This is for those who think that they have some sort of suicidal thought or suicidal plan. You can call. Now, this is the veterans number, but civilians can come call as well. If they think you need more information, not even think, I think they gave everyone, you know, resources that go to whatever the fuck that they're dealing with, you know. And I love that, because I was very, very iffy on calling that number, you know. So please, again, that phone number is 1-800-273-8255. Please, by all means, if you are struggling with suicide or depression, call that helpline. Please, just call. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth the few minutes, okay? So stay tuned for the tarot card reading and the motivational card, okay? Okay, you guys, I did something a little bit different. These cards just popped out the most to me, and I picked two of them because honestly, they literally just jumped out the deck. I received the Unity card as well as the Moon card. Again, when it comes to tarot reading, I do not give my interpretation. I only give the book interpretation, and whatever you need, you take from it. My interpretation is always a little bit deeper, a little bit more meaningful for my life and things like that. So I don't give a reading how most people would. Unless you follow me on Snapchat and someone asks me, then I will call you and I'll give you a reading on what I think it means. But for the Unity card, working in groups enriches you right now. You drew this card because it is time for you to expand your circle of friends or join a group. For example, a spiritual organization. This is also an optimal time to make friends with supportive new people who have integrity and a strong moral compass. It's also time to question and review any rules, restrictions, or limited beliefs that have been placed around your current situations by you or by others. To make sure that you're fair to everyone involved, this can lift any previous blocks to the manifestations of your goals.
Now, an additional meaning of this card is experts or mentors, the search for meaning in life, having faith in a group of people, schools, and spiritual institutions. That was the Unity card. Now we have the Moon card. Everyone experiences times in their lives when they are afraid or insecure. Sometimes these fears are based on external factors you can see, and sometimes worry stems from irrational or unreal concerns. In both cases, it's important to go within and listen to your intuition as to what to do next. Ask your inner self about the source of your anxiety and trust your guidance. The angel sent you this card because this is a time of powerful intuitions and psychic ability. However, your greatest insight will be about yourself. Embrace this period of self-awareness to overcome past blocks that have held you back. Awaken to truths about yourself that you've kept hidden and see your brilliant light. Now, an additional meaning of this card, paying attention to your dreams, unseen events that are affecting you and your illusions. I love this, you guys. I feel like these were two perfect cards, and I'm glad that they jumped out of the deck. So I feel like these cards were perfect for this episode. Now stay tuned for the motivational quote as well as the ending. Thank you so much.
All right. So the motivational card for today is by Christy Joyner. It says, "You are loved, you are important, and you matter." I love this. This fits so well with this conversation. Again, the card reads, "You are loved, you are important, and you matter." Please believe that. You matter to someone. There's always someone out there who cares a little bit more than you think that they do. There's always someone out there who is willing to listen and willing to help and willing to do whatever you need them to do to make you feel better. Okay, you guys? So again, I want to thank you so much for diving into the conversation with your girl, JJ. And I hope you continue to ride the wave with me every week. I am trying to get better at this. I am trying to grow with this. This is something that's becoming therapeutic to me. And I really appreciate everyone who continues to ride this wave and those who have subscribed to me. You guys make my day every time I log onto this app. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for the emails, the feedback, the Instagram post. I appreciate it a ton. You guys, you stay safe out there. If you have any questions, comments, or concern, or if I have offended anyone in any sort of way, please reach out to diveinthe4info@outlook.com. Please, that's diveinthe4info@gmail.com. You guys have a nice day. Stay safe. Take care of yourself and take those self-love days.